Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Daryl. Okay, tonight I'm going to do something a little different. Many years ago, maybe over 20 years ago, the Lord began to speak to me very much about the end times. And I ended up writing several different articles about what I was learning. But tonight, he put it in my heart to read and to speak on a few pages of a lengthy article entitled "The New Temple of Babylon." I've asked Ricky if she would read this for me because I want to make sure I have a voice to talk with you with. So if you can just pull up your easy chair, get a tablet and a pen out in case you want to write. She will read this to you, and you will see that the Bible is fairly explicit on what to expect when it really is time for God to allow certain things to occur. So I'm going to pray, then ask Ricky to read, and then I'll expound. Father, we thank you that you have been so kind to your church, in so much that you haven't really left a lot of things that must occur by the end of the age, to hold them back in the recesses of visualization. You started to bring things out and give us greater understanding of what's coming so that we can prepare and bring you honor during those days. I thank you for helping Ricky read these few pages and for helping me to expound on it. And for those who are listening, they will have an understanding heart. In your blessed name, amen. Okay, Rick.
Amen. Okay, so like she said, this is an article that she wrote back in 2004, right, Mom?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is on our website, and next week I can send a link out of this article so that you can read it, and because I think Mom is going to talk about this some more next week as well. So, okay, Revelation 6. Each horse is the face of the Antichrist who was and is to come, as seen in the geopolitical leader who is soon to make himself known on the public scene. Revelation 6:2. The white horse goes forth conquering and to conquer. Incidentally, a huge statue of this figure sits on the lawn of the United Nations. Isn't that interesting? I've often wondered if by this incredible act of commissioning such a work for the UN, the poor world is in some absurd way prophesying to itself. This figure, however, depicts the coming world leader as a geopolitical man who will go forth conquering as a man of peace. This soon coming king will enter visible center stage in the geopolitical circles. His first attempt for world dominion is even now and will continue to be through efforts of peace. I will expound on this again later in this expose. Revelation 6:3 and 4. The red horse represents the Antichrist as a man of blood. The civil powers found in the man of sin of tomorrow will carry out much bloodshed against the true church as he begins to reveal his true purposes for this multifaceted kingdom. Christians and Jews who withstand him will do it to their own temporal demise. Through this man's dominion, the world will see the same avalanche of criminality against the righteous once again. Revelation 6, 5 and 6. The black horse is indicative of the time of famine in the earth. This famine, however, is both the famine of the word of God and the famine of foodstuffs, bringing about the worst dark ages ever known to man. He will attack the authority and privilege of identification with the Word of God, making it illegal to own a Bible. This is seen in the image of his selling the wheat, that's the privilege of prayer, and the barley, that's the Word, for a meager sum. The only Bible that will be available in that day will be his perverted version of the true Word of God. However, he will not be allowed to touch the oil and the wine, which are the life of the Spirit and the stimulation of revelation. The divine protection of these two facets of God's goodness will be the only light among men. Revelation 6:8. The pale horse reflects the Antichrist of the very last days. In this horse, we will see him in his ultimate rampage against humanity, death by sword. Hunger, plagues, and beasts will follow him. We will soon see the four horses of the apocalypse rise one after another until all that has been prophesied comes to fruition. This and much more was revealed to me by the angel who visited me that day. This is a bit about the Antichrist, following his information about the Pope, who is the beast of Revelation and the end time Catholic Church. And she put an asterisk. Since the writing of this article, the statue of the white horse in front of the UN has been displaced. Okay. Recent trip to India. In December of 2003, I met with a couple of Christian leaders in India for a time of hearing the voice of the Lord together. Both of these godly men are prophets of the Most High order in our day and time. I sensed that we were going to receive some important information from heaven during our brief time together, so I had begun to prepare myself for this visit ahead of time. We were not disappointed in our expectations. The first night I was in Chennai, I was given a vision showing me that we would receive critical links of wisdom and understanding about the near future. The links I saw were many. Therefore, I knew we would not hear it all over the weekend, but that we would receive the first of many that would follow after our mutual departure. Also, I saw the links dance across the sky, then dip into a pool of water, which represented the spirit of revelation. So my ears were perked to hear what I might hear for the rest of the weekend. Spiritual Babylon. While these men and I were in conversation about something of importance regarding international issues, one received a visit from an angel. In this visit, he was shown the following. He was told, the now broken city of spiritual Babylon will soon be raised up. The government of this repaired house will be as follows. Under the head will be three groups, each containing 13 members. The first group will be the most powerful group under the head. It will consist of 13 cultic world leaders, such as the Dalai Lama. The second group, also containing 13 leaders, will consist of mature seer prophets from the stage of Christianity. The third group will be made up of priestly order workers, again coming from the Commonwealth of Christianity. Under these three governing groups will be 169 leaders of lesser degree. These will carry out the instruction of the head. Leaders who are ordained to be part of the top echelon of this new true church government will, by and large, be approached by the satanic kingdom in hopes of gaining their allegiance with the new Babylonian Empire until their predetermined government is in place. It was further shown something about the warfare that would be sent out against Christian leaders. The angel told them that Satan has his top, which is praying against Christian leaders worldwide. Where did Satan go to find these witches? To Africa. One of Nigeria's past leaders, a ruthless dictator, sent word out across the globe inviting the highest people of the occult to bring their sorceries to Nigeria and to teach them to be specified people who worked with him. Before that, Nigeria had witches, but not the caliber of today. Nigeria now has the top witches of the world working within its shores. Satan has three categories of witches working against global ministers. The first is made up of 13 men, the second consists of 13 women, and the third is comprised of 13 transvestites. Twice in the previous few months, prior to my visit to India, I had seen these three groups of witches in a series of visions. So I knew immediately not only what he was talking about, but who he was talking about. I had seen them in very clear visions. This work will continue against Christian leaders until the end. During the initial stages of coming revival, the work of the satanic kingdom will seem comparatively diminutive, but will nevertheless continue. Okay, Mom. Mom?
Okay, honey. I want you to please pick it up again in where it says in 1999.
Of what I just read?
Page 5.
Okay, remember our pages are a little bit different.
Okay.
Oh, in 1999, I was ministering in Portland?
Yeah.
Okay. In 1999, I was ministering in Portland. While spiritually preparing myself for the time of ministry, I was given a vision. Oh, how far do you want me to read?
To the end.
To obscurity? That's the end of my page.
Okay, do you have the Lord spoke to me, telling me?
Yes. So
okay.
The end of that paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In 1999, I was ministering in Portland. While spiritually preparing myself for the time of ministry, I was given a vision. I saw a city that was seemingly perfect in every way. It reminded me of the old movie, The Land of Oz. The clouds were perfectly hung. There was a beautiful rainbow arched in the sky. Peace seemed to rule the city. Suddenly, I saw an obelisk come jetting up out of the ground and through the rainbow. As I beheld the new structure, I became frightened as the presence of evil was so great. I asked the Lord what the vision meant. He said, "This is man's purposes setting itself against the purposes of God." I knew in an instant it was the kingdom of the Antichrist. Many years ago, I was taken into a trance and saw a huge house built that was the most magnificent and unusual. When the owner would be away, the house would close up and become a wall. When the owner would return, the house would automatically be restored to a home. In time, many leaders from all over the world came to look at the house and would stand in awe of its seeming beauty and architectural excellence. I looked carefully, watching leaders come and go. Soon, I began to recognize Christian leaders. Most of those who spent any time at all eyeing this innovative structure would end up buying into it, including Christians. I was aghast, but I didn't know what to do. The Lord spoke to me, telling me what I was seeing was Satan's sure house. That's quote-unquote sure house. At least Satan thinks this is a sure house. It is the new spiritual house of Babylon.
Thank you, Ricky.
You're welcome, Mom.
Thank you very much. Okay, so what do we have here? We have something that is coming that is spoken of in the Word of God. When the angel visited me, some of the things that he gave me turned things that I had been taught and that probably most of you have been taught upside down. And in order to really understand the new world of the Antichrist that is coming, it would be important for us to hear what the Lord is saying about this broken city of spiritual Babylon, and to listen to how he plans on constructing the government of this spiritual Babylon. As Ricky read, the first group would be the most powerful group under the head. It would consist of 13 world leaders, such as the Dalai Lama. The second group, also containing 13 leaders, will consist of mature seer prophets from the stage of Christianity. Now, if that does not cause consternation and a sense of need to pray for the Christian headship of the body of Christ, I would think nothing could stir us. The second group, also containing 13 leaders, will consist of mature seer prophets from the stage of Christianity. When I was looking this over while preparing it for putting it on our website back in 2004, I reread that and my heart just broke. These are not immature prophets. They're mature Christian prophets. And they will turn to work with the One World Church in the days ahead. Who they will be, although I saw many of these people, I didn't take a hold of who they were and keep it, you know, locked away in my memory bank, because it hurt me so bad. I just wanted to pray a while for them and then lock it away, whether that was a good idea or not, but it's the way I handled it. But they are going purposefully to the spiritual end of Christianity, which is the prophetic end. They're looking for mature prophets because they want the church to believe everything they say. And how are they going to gain their commitment? I'm sure it will be financially. So we need to start praying for people that the enemy has pointed his finger at, that God will strengthen them spiritually and make it just a determination of their will that they're not going to give in to this. Then we have the 169 leaders. And they will be a part of the top echelon of the new so-called true church. And it will, by and large, be approached by the satanic kingdom in hoping of gaining their allegiance with the new Babylonian empire. The reason I wanted to just read a tiny little bit to you a second time is because since this article was published, which I think was 2004, for we're more than 20 years now since the angel visited me and gave me this information. This information is so important to us in that we as a church must live in purity. We must live in purity, in holiness, in absolute faith and trust in God. If we do not live in purity, in the days ahead, we will be fooled by anyone that wants to fool us, because we cannot have impurity and discernment also. It is imperative of today's believer to be very, very discerning of leadership, even Christian leadership, that contends for their belief system, even though it has flaws. If you spend time in the Word and you ask God, if anything I've believed about your word in the past is inaccurate, please show me and reveal the accuracy I need to know, so that when these so-called leaders come forth teaching us things that are not in your word, or even oppose your word, I'll know. I will know what is truly of you and what is truly not of you. The Catholic Church is going to change. But in the change that we see transpire, we're going to eventually see a whole new world of religion. Now, I pulled down an article that was put on the internet. The Lord had given me a dream or a vision. Honestly, I don't remember which, but I suppose if I look further in this article, I may find it. I don't know. But I do have articles about it. And in this experience, our president of that of that time element, his administration I can't remember what year it was, but he was asked to join a group of leaders from around the world to have a ritual in this city of how do you pronounce that?
How do we pronounce a certain name for a city?
Yeah, the one that we've been looking at the last couple of days.
Oh, the Abrahamic family?
Yeah, The name of the city.
Oh, Abu Dhabi, or it's island.
Yeah, but it's a city on an island. So, Abu Dhabi. You can pick this up on the internet as well. The religions, if you will, that they are joining together is the Catholic Church, the Muslim religion, and the Jewish. Oh, that hurts. It hurts so bad. Anyway, And they will all have governmental offices in this building. Now, the Lord showed this to me many, many years ago, decades ago. And they finally finished it. I guess it was finished maybe a year or two ago. So that we have these three religious factors that are holding their main office there on Abu Dhabi in this facility that is called Abraham's Family. And what they are representing is the United New World Order Church that has come together in Europe, I guess throughout the Middle East as well. Now, I could go through a lot of information about this, because there really is a lot of information to be had. But the amount of denominations that will come in under the three that I just mentioned are plentiful. And they run just about the full gamut of religious outreaches under the three titles that I just mentioned to you. Now, why is this important? We've heard for so many years that before the time of the end, that we would have a one world government and a one world church. Do you remember me talking to you just recently about the serpent behind the Catholic Church? Was a double-headed serpent. The thing was huge. My daughter has seen a vision of it. I've seen a vision of it when I've gone to Italy to minister. I talked to people there, and everyone I've talked to knows about the Catholic Church and where it's headed. And just about everyone I talked to, which was quite a number of people, have either seen for themselves the vision of the two-headed serpent, or they have friends that have seen it. Now, if you look online at the new Vatican Church, what you're going to see through the eye of the camera is a new Vatican Church that looks like the head of a serpent. And I think you could be almost blind and realize that that's what you're looking at. So it's a gay celebration to the serpent and his quest to own the world. The reason it's a two-headed serpent is because the Catholic Church has sought to prosper both in the realm of religion and the political realm. And the reason it has that kind of heart is because of the serpent that is so powerfully ruling the Catholic Church. I've also seen another spirit that rules over the whole Catholic Church worldwide. And the angel of the Lord told me his name was Allegade. He looked somewhere in between a bear and an ape. Huge this beast is. I've seen him several times. I've wrestled him a couple of times. And you might think, how can someone that's just a little over 5 foot two wrestle a huge bear slash beast? Well, thankfully, things in the spirit world don't act like and look like they do in the temporal world. So although I'm seeing this guy and seeing his size, I'm not intimidated at all because of the mantle that is on my life. And so I am able to wreak havoc on spirits like that. I've been in a few battles with this guy, and though he has tried very hard to destroy me, he hasn't been able to. But I have to admit, I did send him limping one time when we had our little confrontation. But he is also known as the ruler of the worldwide Catholic Church. So if you ever think about becoming a Catholic, you really want to think twice about that, because the Catholic Church is one of the leaders of who is working to create this one world church. You don't want to be under the government of that, because it's purely satanic. What you get through, what you see when you go into a Catholic church, they emulate. That's it. Just emulation. There's no heart for Christ at all. If there's any kind of heart, it is a jealous heart against the government of Christ, against Christ's right over his church. So I really want to recommend to you that if you know someone that is in a Catholic church, please, please tell them this might be a good time to really pray and see if the Lord won't help you find another church. Depending upon your relationship with that person. I'm noticing that a lot of people that I never dreamed in a million years would become Catholics are Catholics. They're very powerful people. They're very famous people. And it's broken my heart to know that they've joined the Catholic Church. And I have prayed that they would see the truth and come out of that. But I've never seen such an influx of important people joining the Catholic Church. So you need to keep yourself safe by staying pure, by loving truth, and loving truth only, not through the Catholic Bible. You don't have a totally true religious book, but by the Christian Bible, look at truth. And if you want to know some of the good versions, I use the AMPC and I use the King James Version. And the reason I do is because when Jesus comes to me and talks to me, he always takes my Bible, or he'll bring a Bible with him to point things out. And he always uses the King James Version or the AMPC. And I think if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. I could give many other good reasons, but time doesn't really allow. What I want to do is tell you that the government of the future is forming. And we need to be sly like a fox. Except let's make him a Christian fox. We need to be of such a nature that we know truth so well that we cannot be swayed by a deceiver or by a lie. And if you know someone that likes to lie, I'm sure that most people have relationships with people who lie. And you think, well, that's just a little white lie, and I'm not going to worry about it. But if a person will speak out untruths, little or large, words that are simply either mixed with deception or are deceiving, if they'll do it in small things, they'll do it in big things, and they will get to the point that they really can't tell the truth from a lie themselves and will start lying more and more and more. And this is one of the reasons why the Bible says that liars will not make heaven. It's very important for us to speak the truth, live the truth, love the truth, and walk with Jesus close, real close. Now, tonight I'm going to take just a few minutes here, and we're going to pray a little over Israel, Hamas, Syria, Iran, and Rothschilds. Israel, the religion of my people is Judaism, and it really breaks my heart that one of the three buildings will house people out of Judaism in the Abrahamic
family house.
That really hurts. I love my people. I don't want to keep seeing them falling deeper and deeper to deception. But of course, just because I love them and because Jesus loves them doesn't mean they're going to do everything right. And we all need to pray, don't we? Hamas, I'm going to pray tonight that God's going to cut that obsession off them and get them to turn away from Israel and leave them alone. We'll pray for Syria and, like I said, Iran. Iran subsidizes a lot of this terrorist activity. For all of those who engage in that, and one of the countries they get a large support from is America. So now you know the direction I'm heading. Let's pray, please.